Do you ever wonder honors such as the Newbery or Caldecott Award? Who picks them? Who votes? Well, in Texas, students across the state get to select their 5 favorite books from a list of 20, and one book has the chance of winning the Texas Bluebonnet Award. In this podcast, Yesenia and Virginia and I will discuss our choice for the 2020-2021 Award.
There were several books from the Texas Bluebonnet list that I really enjoyed, but I believe the winner will be Frankie Sparks and the Class Pet. I chose this book because it's a type of story that any child who wants a pet or already has one can identify with. The story takes place in a school, and the students are allowed to select their class pet as long as it fits in the aquarium. This book is about two friends who are trying to save their relationship and solve their differences. It is an excellent book for elementary students.
After looking and reading through the list of books selected for the Texas Bluebonnet Award, I think Charlie Hernandez and the League of the Shadow by Ryan Callejo is a perfect book for this year's awards. It is a cute story of a young boy and his abuela's fantastic storyteller centered on Hispanic folklore. Charlie has been listening to his abuela's stories since he was a young boy. Little did Charlie know that while he was enjoying a great story, she was actually preparing him for the showdown between good and evil. When Charlie's parents disappear, it's up to Charlie and a few trusting friends to face some very real mystical creatures in the fight to not only save his parents, but their own lives. With the help of his best friend, Violet, and his grandmother's stories to guide him, he must steer his way from the monsters and brujas' rule. This is a wonderful book for young readers who enjoy reading folklore and mystical legendary stories.
So everyone says not to judge a book by its cover. At first glance, when I saw Nikki Lenz's Beatrice Button, Not Model Citizen, I didn't understand the concept. The cover features a girl with Cheeto arms, and I just couldn't get into my mind what it would be about. However, after reading it, I'm going to select Beatrice Button, Model Citizen, as my vote for the Bluebonnet Award, because kids love to laugh, kids love to be shocked, and kids love to be entertained. And I think that this book has... Beatrice is a former bully who moves in with a group of nuns as her equally bullish mother decides to move to California. Beatrice between being big and reverting back to her old ways. Along the way, also trying to get rich and attend studies in Hollywood. Of course, Beatrice encounters her own bully in the form of the mayor's seemingly perfect daughter. And after a couple of slip-ups, including a cheese ball-filled pinata and a pie-laced blacksmith, she wins over the hearts of the town when she puts together a fundraiser this. What I really enjoyed about this book is its humor and bully. Bernice Buttman is called stupid and worthless by her mother. You can see how smart she acts. She tries to be a better person. Bullying is such a hot topic in school, and it's nice to see the other side. The old saying goes, hurt people hurt people, and you can see why Bernice turns to the dark side when it comes to doing what she wants. More importantly, however, it shows students that anyone can better themselves if they truly want to, even bullies.